So now we're coming to up to Krishna's lunchtime. Throughout the parts of the day, Krishna has eternal pastimes. The Nitya Lila. Ananda Bolo Hari Bhajavrina Shishirada Krishna Nitya Lila Kori La Prakash. So Krishna's Nitya Lila, every day he's performing pastimes. In the morning time, his friends come to get him, or he comes to get his friends, and they go off into the pasturing lands to take care of the cows. And on the way there, Mother Yashoda, she packs a lunch, and she's checking Krishna once, twice, five times, 10 times. Did you get your lunch? Make sure you don't step in the places where you stepped before. Watch out for the sticker bushes. Be careful. Everything, she stops him. Are you sure you got your lunch? All the way till he goes out. And then he spends the day in the pasture and goes. And then for lunchtime, it's a big deal, feeding Krishna. And that's at lunchtime, it's one of the big meals of the day. And there's a song about it. So each part of the day, there's a song for Krishna, and there's different melodies. Like in the morning, we sing the morning tunes. A very sweet, melodious, Krishna's just waking up. And Vibhavari, Shesha, and all the tunes are towards waking Krishna up in a very nice way. And then in the afternoon, we're celebrating Krishna taking his lunch. So this is the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that we'll sing next, as soon as we have Artik at 12. And this song is a long song. Yes, Boga, which page? 56. Do I need your fingers wore out? Get some cortisone in here. We got to keep them going. You got to make it at least till moonrise tonight. Okay, so 12 o'clock, yeah. We're just getting ready for that. We're going to sing the Boga Artik. So here's the translation. Noon Artik song at Thakur Bhaktivinoda's home at Surabhi Kunj in Godrumadweep. Just worship Sri Gaura Hari, who is always affectionate toward his devotees. He is the same Supreme Godhead Krishna who sported in the cowherd pastures of Raja and stole the hearts of Nanda and Yashoda. Mother Yashoda calls to Krishna, "My dear Damodar, it is very late. Please come right now. Sit down in the dining hall and take your lunch." On the direction of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, the holder of Govardhan Hill, sits down, and then all the cowherd boys, along with Krishna's elder brother, Sri Baladev, sit down in rows to take their lunch. They are then served a feast of shukta and various kinds of green leafy vegetables, then nice fried things and a salad made of the green leaves of the jute plant. They are also served pumpkin, baskets of delicacies made from dal, small square cakes made of lentils and cooked down milk, then thick yogurt, squash cooked in milk, and vegetable preparations made from the flowers of the banana tree. Then the boys receive fried squares of mung dal patties and dal patties, chapatis, and rice with ghee. Next they are served sweets made with milk, sugar, and sesame, rice flour cakes, thick cooked down milk, cakes floating in milk, and sweet rice. There is also sweet rice that tastes just like nectar because it's been mixed with camphor. There are bananas and cheese that is nectarian delicious. The boys are also served 12 kinds of sour preparations made with tamarinds, limes, lemons, oranges, and pomegranates. There are puris made with white flour and sugar, puris filled with cream, laddus, and dal patties boiled in sugared rice. Krishna eagerly eats all the food. In great ecstasy and joy, Krishna eats the rice, curried vegetables, sweets, and pastries cooked by Srimati Radharani. Krishna's funny Brahmin friend, Madhu Mangal, who is very fond of laddus, gets them by hook or by crook. Eating the laddus, he shouts, "Hari Bol! Hari Bol!" and makes a funny slapping sound by slapping the sides under his armpits. Watching Radharani and her gopi friends out of the corners of his eyes, Krishna eats at the house of Mother Yashoda with great satisfaction. After lunch, Krishna drinks rose-scented water. Then all the boys standing in lines wash their mouths. After all the cowherd boys wash their hands and mouths, in great bliss, they take rest with Lord Balaram. The two cowherd boys, Jambula and Rasala, then bring Krishna pan made with betel nuts, fancy spices, and ketachu. After eating that pan, Sri Krishna Chandra then happily goes to sleep. While Krishna happily takes his rest on an excellent bedstead, his servant Vishalaksha cools him with a fan of peacock feathers. At Mother Yashoda's request, the gopi, Danishta, brings Srimati Radharani remnants of food left on Krishna's plate, and she eats them with great delight. Lalita Devi and the other gopis then receive the remnants, and within their hearts they sing the glories of Radharani and Krishna with great joy. Thakur Bhaktivinod, whose one and only joy is the pastimes of Lord Hari, sings this Bhoga Artik song. We'll sing that during the Artik, and it goes like this.